All right, that's the music that tells you it is time for Tunes Day. Taking a look at some of the new music that is out this week, or whatever I just said. Kelly Alexander from Virgin Radio is here. Kel, how you doing?
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, so I got a fairly long list here today. Let's start off with the first one, Savannah Ray.
Yes, so I wanted to play you a new tune from a Canadian R&B artist. I always like to support the Canadians, as we know, and she is out of Toronto. And she released her sophomore EP. It's called No Weapons. And the song you're going to hear is called Caution. And I need you, Aaron, not Tash, Aaron, to go with it because it is an R&B song, so it's more down-tempo. But I think you'll like it, so we'll see what you think. It's called Caution.
Okay, here you go.
We could take flight, no sleep. Caution is gas full speed. Oh.
Okay.
I wish you could see our faces right now, Kelly.
Are they pained? I think it's cool. I hope it's not pained.
No, me. You wanted Aaron to get in the zone because you knew I was going to love that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm like immediately feeling it, and I love that slow, sexy groove. And Aaron's like falling asleep.
A little dozing off there, but that's okay. That's
nap.
Fine.
Aaron always likes the club bangers.
Oh, yeah. Not big for the club bangers. Yeah. No question on that. Savannah Ray is her name. Another Canadian. Pretty amazing. You find all these great Canadian artists, Kel.
And I just wanted to so I kind of found her by accident because I didn't know of her yet. But then 2 days later, I took it as a sign because it popped in my Twitter feed, an American R&B Twitter account that I follow, and they were promoting her. And I was like, that's amazing that an American feed is promoting a Canadian R&B artist.
Fabulous.
So there we go.
All right, yeah. Next up, someone I think most people may recognize, and that is Khalid. So what's the deal here?
Yeah, so back with a new single called Satellite. And with regards to the song, Khalid said in a statement that is a, quote, a visual portrait of my growth as a human being and the self-love journey I have experienced in my life. End quote. And I think he's like 22, so he's experienced a lot.
Oh, is he ever? Yeah.
And musically, the track kind of has this peppy, breezy vibe to it. The chorus is very catchy. I believe you'll be humming it for a while. And also, you should check out the music video. It's very fun. So this is called Satellite.
Khalid, here you go. I'm sorry. I just had this moment where I thought if the Bee Gees were alive today, they would have released this song.
I love it.
It's very different from him, so this was cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Play that again, Brian, just the beginning. See if you can see. No Bee Gees vibe to this? Go ahead.
Oh, totally.
Well, not here. Here it comes. They're both Robin, Maurice, and Barry, the boys, the Gibbs, are back with their brand new hit song. All right, that's Khalid.
What's that song called? I like that.
Satellite.
Satellite.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Shania Twain, I know there's a new documentary now on her, and she's got a brand new single. I heard that talked about the other day. Is this a new album or just a new single?
So this is the new single. A new album's on the way. This is her first new track since 2017, and I have to tell you, it is fantastic.
That's pretty good.
It's quintessential Shania Twain. And I think when you hear the song, you can't help but feel happy for her because, like, she's back. She's back with a track that is going to do very well for her. And also, please listen to me on this. The music video is absolutely fun times at the ranch. So you have to watch it. She dresses up in these 80s wigs. There's, like, sparkles and sequins. It's amazing.
Okay. So Shania Twain,
brand
new
song. Waking up
dreaming. Here you go. I like this. It sounded like another song that I, just at the beginning, that she had done. I can't remember what it was. It was Dancing on the Ceiling, the Lionel Richie song that I thought kind of had a little vibe in there. But it's close.
Like
Waking
that.
Up Dreaming, Dancing
yep,
on the Ceiling.
Classic.
Brand new Shania Twain. She's not in a residency in Vegas, is she? Was she?
That just wrapped up, I believe. Okay. And a new album is on the way. She actually just signed with a new label, Republic Nashville. So there's Republic the label, but then they have now like a Nashville imprint. And so she's the first artist, from what I understand, that signed to it.
Okay.
And so an album is on the way. We're just waiting on that. And if you have not watched the Netflix special yet, the doc on her called Not Just a Girl, it's amazing.
Okay. Next up, our Where Are They Now artist for... I can't speak. Our Where Are They Now artist for today is Dido. We just played a Dido song the other day,
That's
I think,
so funny.
Right?
Yeah.
So here you go. Okay. So what is Dido up to?
Yeah, so English singer. She came to fame in 1998 with her debut album, No Angel. Then her first two albums are in the list of the best-selling albums in UK chart history, so she does pretty well over in the homeland. She was nominated for an Academy Award for the song If I Rise, which was the main theme of a Danny Boyle film called 127 Hours, which was released in 2010. In 2019, she picked up the Ivor Novello Award for Outstanding Song Collection, and she also, by the way, has written or co-written for other artists, including Britney Spears' number one hit song, I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman, and she's also co-written as well for Rihanna. She went back out on tour in 2019 and was really enjoying herself, and then, of course, 2020 hit, and we all know what happened, so touring stopped. And here's the thing, she's been fairly non-existent online since then. She's posted, like, once on Instagram and Twitter in, like, the last 2 years, so I'm not sure what's going on, but she's not posting.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think I'd look when we looked this up when we played that song was something about her thinking to head back on the road. Did you say that?
Yeah, well she was I think she hadn't been on the road for 15 right. years and then went back out in 2019 and then was
and
having a great time.
Okay.
Yeah. but it's funny, like her website is super jazzy, but like nothing current on there at all. Yeah. So
interesting.
You can only do what you can do. All right. Yeah. Kelly, thank you, appreciate it.